back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. But right to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mike?
Hey, well, thanks for asking me to cover your slot while you're on vacation. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to everybody else is too. With you, they're going to get some unadulterated progressive talk. So Pizza Box Mike, I'm delighted and honored. Thank you.
I will try not to contrast your show too much. But look.
You're a good man, Pizza Box Mike. I'll tell you what.
It's too bad.
You can get the name just by accident. You think outside the pizza box, and that is extremely important. What's on your mind today? What do you think about Trump?
Well, I don't think anything about that clown. I did have a classmate call my show this weekend who's an avid Trump supporter, and I did pretty well on that one. I told him, you know, look, I don't know what everybody's complaining about Biden for. The guy has tried his best to please the American people, and it's just all this obstruction. Who could have ever thought that the $3.5 trillion wouldn't get passed? I mean, I think I said that, what, 2 months ago on your show?
Right.
So it's going to, again, it's great to vote, but without action in between and people standing up for the people that are getting screwed the most, we're not going to get anywhere. You're going to have to start standing up for poor people, America, or we are not going to get out of this mess.
Yeah, no, you're a very, very clear voice for people, for the average person, for the downtrodden and so forth, Pizza Box Mike. So is this station. And so am I. I like to go off on some foreign policy things occasionally. But the truth of the matter is, you are the soul of the station. Well, Crute's the soul of the station. You're the soul. And Luke, too. No, there's some good people here, Pizza Box Mike. Thanks for calling in. And people will be looking forward to hearing you. They hear you at noon on Saturday. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, excellent show. He's the crown jewel of weekend programming. Pizza Box Mike will occasionally be a substitute host. So anyway, Pizza Box Mike, thank you for calling in, my friend. Look forward to talking to you a lot more again. Okay, we're going to Wyoming. Liz Cheney has a number of Republican challengers. And in Wyoming, in the Republican primary, there is not ranked choice voting, of course. There isn't in most places. So whoever gets the most votes wins, even if they get like 22% of the vote and a whole bunch of people get like 19% of the vote, the 22%er is the Republican nominee. And out there, there may not even be a Democratic nominee. And if there is, it's not going to be somebody who has much of a chance. Well, Trump came in, Donald Trump, and he's on a revenge tour. And I've said this before, he's going around the country. There are 10 members of Congress who voted to impeach him over January 6th, 10 members of the House, 10 members of the House. And something like seven members of the Senate, and an ace said he would. He wasn't able to vote. I think he chickened out. But in any event, 8 senators said he should be impeached, 10 members of the House, bipartisan. And, a lot of people, there are 35 members of the House Republicans who said that there should be a bipartisan January 6th commission. And the same in the Senate as well, about 8 people. But it required 10 in the Senate because Moscow Mitch filibustered it. So that's why we have this controversy. But anyway, so what's happening in Wyoming? There are all these people running. Trump comes in and says, I endorse Harriet Hagerman. Well, Harriet Hagerman is a piece of work. Harriet Hagerman ran for governor, didn't make it. And she was a strong Liz Cheney supporter. She was running for governor. She loved Liz Cheney. She was Liz Cheney, but now she sticks a knife in Liz Cheney. She knows she's a bad person, she said, Harriet Hagerman. Mean girl Harriet Hagerman goes, no, I'm going to stick a dagger in Liz Cheney. I changed my mind. Why? Because Trump came? Yeah, that's exactly right. So now she's pro-Trump, pro-big lie, anti-Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, of course, is number 3 in the Republican caucus after Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise. They were 1 and 2. She's number 3. They squeezed her out without a vote. They said it was a voice vote. And it didn't sound to me like there's a lot of support to get rid of her. McCarthy cocks his ear. Oh, well, the ayes have it. Out she goes. They put in Elise Stefanik from Northern New York, who suddenly goes full frontal Trump. What I'm hoping they do, we put up a strong Democrat against her, because this is New York we're talking about. No, it's upstate, very far upstate, I think near Potsdam. It's up near the Canadian border. But the other thing we can do in New York is we control the governor and the Senate and the Assembly. And the truth of the matter is, I'm for fair maps, but if 20 Republican states are going to screw us on fair maps, well, New York and Illinois and Maryland can do the other way. And it'd be fairly easy to gerrymander at least Stefanik out. I hope they do that, but we'll see. My preference is fair maps, but it's got to be fair maps in all 50 states. So what happens out in Wyoming? The other Republican challengers, a couple of them, they fold like a cheap suit. They fold like a cheap suit. They go, well, if Trump wants Harriet Hagerman, then we shouldn't run and we should obey Trump. And they all get and say, we obey Trump. We obey Trump. We now support Harriet Hagerman, who used to support Liz Cheney until she stabbed her because Trump said to do it. There's a pathetic situation out there. You know, one of the things I have a little hope for, although I don't know if it's well placed, Utah is the most conservative state in the country when it comes to percentage of Republican vote, historically anyway. Republicans, they get 70% or more, you know, that kind of thing. And they're very socially conservative, but they stand up for Trump, against Trump. They don't like Trump, a lot of them. A lot of people out there in the Republican Party go, we're moral people, and this guy's bad news. He's a vampire. We don't want him. And, you know, Mitt Romney gets elected out there, and Mitt Romney stands up to Trump. Is there that kind of sentiment in Wyoming? I'm not saying Wyoming is like Utah, or, you know, there's cultural differences. But basically, there are some similarities. They're both Western states. My hope is that Liz Cheney, now she has Harriet Hagerman, and all these Trump slaves are supporting Harriet Hagerman. Okay, then take it straight on. Take it straight on. This is a question of, do we in the Republican Party in Wyoming want a true Republican? You know, her dad is Dick Cheney. I mean, I didn't particularly like Dick Cheney. I mean, he's the guy that ginned up the fake war in Iraq, frankly, neocon, neo-hawk. But Liz Cheney is his daughter, but Liz Cheney is an individual person, and she's standing up to Trump and the right-wing nuts in the Republican Party. That's what she's doing. That is what she is doing. So if she has a Democratic opponent, great, but I don't see any Democratic opponent surfacing out there with much of a chance. And I think she can beat Harriet Hagerman. I mean, I think she can have her for breakfast at their various debates. She'll go, oh, Harriet, this is very sad. You were for me 100%. Here's what you said. And then read some of it. I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then you went full frontal Trump. And then I think you can say what Ben Sasse in Nebraska said, young Republican guy, who, you know, he's conservative Republican, he doesn't like Trump, he attacks Trump, and he goes, you know, we're a bigger party than a cult following for one dude. We are a bigger party than just being a cult following for one dude. That's well put. That's well put. Are you an American party? Do you worship Putin? Worship Trump? Do you worship Alexander Lukashenko? The Belarus or Z of China, or the Taliban leadership that hold by the hair, a severed head of a police chief, and they chant praise to their leader. This is not a jihadist culture, not a communist culture, an organized crime culture like Russia. This is America. This is America. We do not worship one guy. We're not slaves to one dude. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. We're going to a break, quick break. We'll be right after the break, and I'll get to you. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. No more, Mr. Green.